I accomplished my goal. All in all, I finished. I met all of the time cutoffs, and I ended up finishing in 31 hours and 2 minutes. So I had 32 hours to finish, and I did, and I never knew whether I could actually do that. So I'm very happy with it.
And how much money did you end up raising by the end of the race?
Well, some more has still been coming in, but I am about $42,500 as we sit here. I think I'll get another bump. I think there's some more money coming in, so I may end up at $45,000 or $50,000 before it's all said and done.
That's wonderful. So how did it feel in that last little bit of stretch where you could have family run with you?
You know, it was great to see everyone. It was, you know, by that point, I had been up, I'd been awake for about something like 37 or 38 hours and really starting to get mentally drained. So it was just nice to see a lot of familiar faces. I really, really struggled through the last 20 miles or so. There was a lot more deep water crossings than I realized. I was knee-deep in water at least 5 or 6 times through the race and ended up with some really bad blisters that slowed me down significantly toward the end. I was really just shuffling to get there, but it was great to see my kids and my dad, of course, and they were just a big boost there at the end.
So how did you treat the blisters? Did you have things, I mean, did you anticipate that?
I didn't. I don't normally have blister issues. I did change my shoes and socks once, and I probably, if I had to do it again, would have done that, would have brought like 4 pairs of shoes and done that more times. So I did not anticipate that. The things I was worried about, I didn't have a problem with. I didn't really get sleepy until the very end. A lot of times, usually in the middle of the night, is where you really start battling the fatigue. And I didn't have that issue. My energy was good. I didn't get dehydrated. I didn't have any stomach problems, and all those things that I didn't know how my body would react were fine. It was the blisters that I didn't know. So I've kind of just wrapped my feet, and they're starting to heal on their own. I've been shuffling around my office in house slippers until I can get my feet back into normal shoes.
Oh, wow. So, gosh, knee-deep water. How many times did you have to do that?
I think there were something like 15 water crossings total. Most of them you could hop on rocks or find spots where you didn't really have to get your feet wet. But 5 or 6 times, it was pretty deep, and you had no other option than just to go straight through it. And I knew there would be some of that. I didn't realize there were so many kind of at the end part of the race. But fortunately, it wasn't freezing. It was actually really warm, so the cold water wasn't an issue. It was just the wet feet that after a while, your feet really just start to get deteriorate, but I managed through it. It's a temporary pain, and I would do it again if I had to accomplish what I accomplished. So,
yeah, it's got to feel really good. How do you feel having accomplished this and earning, because you said that you really wanted to do something hard for people who are giving money toward this cause?
Another person I know that has done one of these told me that, you know, if you finish this, it'll change your life, because it will make you believe you can do things that you never thought was possible. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I look back on it now. I remember when I was getting up to mile 50, things were starting to hurt, legs and, you know, feet and all those things. And I was like, there's no way I can get another 50 miles. But you do, if you just keep putting one foot in front of another. So the accomplishment is really great. And if I didn't have a reason for doing it, if I were just doing it to see if I could do it, I don't know that I would have been able to push on through. There were a lot of people in the race that dropped. I think out of the 70 that were originally signed up, I think 39 finished. So,
I was wondering, too, because I know you were worried about the rocks on the trail. Did those prove to be an issue?
Yes, they were. And that's what's really hard about this race, is that it's really rocky. And by the end, your feet are just so beat up, and especially with mine having blisters every step, you know, kind of felt like a knife jabbing into your foot while you're walking on hot coals. You know, it's just jabbing at you every little rock. And as I was finishing, there was another man who was finishing who had done, I think he told me he's done 150 of these 100-mile races. He was a really nice gentleman from Texas. And I told him this was my first one. And he said, why did you pick such a hard one? So it made me feel good. He's like, yeah, these rocks are hard. He goes, you know, this race, a lot of people think it's easy because you're not climbing up mountains, but the rocks are really hard on your feet. So it was kind of what I expected. I just didn't realize how much of a toll it takes on your feet when you do that for, you know, 30 plus hours. So
now you can just relax and recover.
Relax and recover. My poor wife is, you know, she spent the weekend taking care of the whole big group of people that were there that we rented a cabin. And so she was feeding everybody and taking care of kids and making sure everybody was in the right place. And then after we're done, she had to pack the whole car and drive me home. And she's taking care of me, leading me up the stairs to our house for a couple of days. So she's been really great.
Oh, that's great. Sounds like you had a lot of support. So
I had a lot of support. It's not something that I could have done by myself. And even if I could have, it wouldn't have been nearly as much fun to do it. And of course, the most fun is just my dad was very happy. He did send me a message yesterday saying, I don't like to see you in this much pain. You didn't have to do this. And I said, it's worth every second. Yep. Pain's temporary. So.
Yep, for sure. Well, thank you so much and best of luck to your dad. And is there anything else you want to share?
The only other thing I would say is that for anybody who thinks that they can't do something big, you can if you get the right support and you just really have a reason for doing it. So I'm normally not one to say things that end up on inspirational posters, but it really is something that has changed me and the way I look at the world. So go and try and do it.